The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hello. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Rich McFadden. All right, so last night Meredith and I were going through the Facebook stuff. I was like three quarters asleep and she kept saying to me, look at this, and we were going through a lot of stuff. And then we came upon this beautiful picture of you in Las Vegas.
Oh, thank you.
I mean her. You being...
Thank you.
Jennifer Horn, but apparently looks didn't tell the story, so you can tell the story. You're going to Las Vegas against your doctor's orders.
No, I didn't. No, the doctor told me it was fine. He just said I needed to make sure that I positioned. And
those
you know,
who don't remember, Jennifer was out for 3 weeks and then some.
Right,
so she
with
had
a detached retina.
An eyeball.
Yeah, and trust me, if it were not my cousin's bachelorette party that I was putting on, I would not have gone to Vegas this weekend.
Really?
But I felt like I needed to be there, and I wanted to be there for my cousin, and I can't fly until my gas bubble goes away.
Right.
But I talked to the doctor, and he said, oh, the drive should be fine. Just make sure you put your pressure drops in before you go up the high point. And so for me, I thought that high point was a
going
place
up the
called
hill
Halloran.
On the 15?
Right, I thought it was Halloran Summit. In between Baker and Las Vegas. Dumb me, forgot about that huge summit that takes you into Victorville. And so I didn't put any drops in. And as we're going up, it was the weirdest feeling. The bubble kept getting bigger. I was getting flashes of orange and gray.
Ooh.
I lost my sight eventually.
By the way, it's almost like you're tripping, right?
Were you behind the wheel? No, no, I can't drive.
Who's this ugly guy behind you in the picture? It looks like...
No, no.
Who is that guy?
Did you just open up the email
detail.
I sent you?
Yeah. Look at
this.
Yeah, who is that guy? Looks like... he looks like an actor. What was the guy's name? That we like.
Oh my God!
Taxi.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
So just
Taxi, Christopher Lloyd looks like a young, angry Christopher Lloyd playing a bad guy.
If you go to Jennifer's Facebook page and
oh my God, you're right.
The picture that
she's actually
posted,
sort of hot. In a weird like young Kelsey Grammer kind of way.
She had a picture with her two friends there, and just in the background there was this guy who was kind of looking over his shoulder at the three of them while they were getting their picture shot. And he's got this almost stalker look on him.
Yeah.
And he's right over Jennifer's head.
Uh-huh.
He wants to eat you for a snack.
So I zoomed in and I cropped it to where it's just Jennifer and the guy, and it's the funniest picture.
All right. Yeah. So
I pulled over. The funny thing is, after my eye, because I get this pain in my cheek and my eyelid and my head, all this pain, right? I pull over at the top because I need to get the pressure drops that he told me to take. And so I'm putting them in, and I took some aspirin, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, just leave me here, Courtney. I'll hope my mom will come get me. And she goes, Jen, I think we're at the highest point. Maybe we should keep driving. And so as soon as we went downhill, it was like, you know that euphoric feeling after you've left the gym and your muscles like hurt, but in a really good way?
Yeah. Right. Nothing helped. That didn't. You weren't feeling good after that.
But it was okay. It was fun. It was. I'm glad that I went, and it was fun. And you know, I put on some fake eyelashes, which helped my eye look a little more normal. And so
I can't tell which eye is the bad eye. Looking at
you
this
can kind of tell it's my left eye, and you can kind of see it's off in that picture, but not terribly. So
no,
okay.
Not really.
Why not?
Remember, I said be thankful you don't look like Jack Elam last week.
There you go. I still don't know who that is, but I'll
I don't know who that is either.
Google him. You'll punch
him. Google him, and you'll see.
I figured a couple of people talked to me. I thought, okay, I must be tricking some people.
Jennifer and Victoria here on the Good Day program. to get a focus. Boy, everybody's kind of feisty today. If it wasn't, Meredith won't go on the air, and that's a good thing, because that ensures lasting relationship. But, man, is she feisty. But I will give her credit. I was thinking, Victoria's telling us what she did. She had a relaxing weekend. Richie had a lot of fun with his children over the weekend. I'm getting this new house all sorted out, and Meredith is like a major. She came into the house yesterday, and everybody had four people working in the house, and she tore into this place. And it looks like, in 24 hours, it looks like an entirely different place. The rugs are all out. The furniture's in position. Everything has been sorted out that needs to be dumped.
Good. You need that.
Yeah, I do. I need somebody to have, make order out of chaos in my life. And she's the person to do it. It was like, swing, bing, bang, boom.
Well, when you get stuff ready like that, it makes you feel like you can settle into your new space faster.
Right. Yeah. And it's really a great space to be settling into. So I'm thankful for that. Speaking of settling in, there still is confusion and concern about the NFL and their position on concussions. Every week now, it seems that we get another person, or I shouldn't say we, there are men who decide they want to retire from the game. A.J. Tarpley is the latest, retiring after one season because of his concerns about concussion. There are a lot of people who have made headlines. I think we had Chris Borland on this program because he's working with Saraskan, Richie, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Last year. And now former running back Thomas Jones is talking about what it's like to get a concussion in a football game. So if you're not really sure what we're talking about, listen to this.
Until you've had a concussion, you really, can't imagine how it feels. It's like an out-of-body experience. That's really what it is. I've had times where I've been hit immediately, and I've seen stars like in the cartoons, where you'll see stars. I've been hit where I've seen black spots. I've been hit where I see two of you. So I see you're here and you're here. And I have to try to put you back together. I've had times where I've been hit and I literally have been in the game, and the coach or the quarterback or somebody was talking to me, and I literally was just,
listening to this is painful.
He's slow. Yeah.
I don't know that much about him, Richie. Thomas Jones. He good player?
He was. I don't know a whole lot about him either.
Yeah. Okay. So this thing could come. I managed to jump on the bandwagon whenever there's anything about the NFL in the news. The concussion story continues. But as has been pointed out before, one of the things, it's kind of like, any number of things where you come to the party, and then if you criticize coming to the party, the way the party is run, then why did you come to the party in the first place? And that may apply certainly to the NFL. At this point in time, no matter who plays the game, you got to be aware of what the dangers are. And so I say responsible parenting means that you don't let your children play football, but if they have played, by the time they get into a position to sign a contract, to take money for playing the game, you know what the risks are.
And doesn't don't mean care, like because it's a ticket.
It's money. It's a money. Yeah. It's a ticket to fame. It's whatever it is. So each time we bring these things up, it's a different thing for those who are playing now versus the McMahons, Jim McMahon, former quarterback, who is starting to show signs of early onset dementia. It wasn't when he was playing, which we decided was, 20 years ago, Richie?
He was in the 80s.
Now? In the 80s, mm-hmm. 30 years ago.
How old is he?
McMahon?
Is he like in his 50s?
57, 58.
He'd have to be in his 50s.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me find out.
So, Richie, why don't you just play cut 174 here, where McMahon talks about how he was tested on the sidelines during a game when he'd been hit hard, might have had a concussion, but they didn't care.
Basically, is how you feel. Can you see? Can you follow my finger? If you were coherent, they'd ask you questions, basic questions. Where are you? What day is it? Stuff like that. And if you were able to answer those and seem like you're okay, they let you back in. You know, back then it was most my contract was mostly incentives. So, you know, you don't play, you don't get paid. And if I was able to walk out on the field, I was going to play.
That's rough.
You know, had I known about this stuff early on in my career, I probably would have chose a different career.
Right, see, there you go.
Play baseball.
But that's 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
When he was, but not now. I mean,
he's
anybody who plays
now,
56. Okay, I said 57. I was close.
Anybody who plays now knows the risk.
You got to
know what they're walking into.
No excuses. Don't come back to me and sue me. It just, I don't think that's right. But the people on before, this was something. Remember I said when I went to Seriscan, the company that does the brain scans, was it? I lose track of time really recently.
I know. I feel like it was 5 years ago, probably.
I think it was at least 5 years ago. It may have been longer than that. That I went out there and got my brain tested, and it was even then they were just on the cusp of figuring this out. Now they know cold. And the other thing that's a part of this that I wonder whether we're looking upon it fairly or not, there are a lot of suits that are coming now from soldiers who have been tested by Seriscan, same program, who come back after they've gotten shell-shocked or they are close to a landmine or they get exposed to certain chemicals and they have post-traumatic stress, and they're suing the government. Should we have the same attitude toward them when they sign on to become a soldier? They're going to perhaps go into a theater of war. They have to expect they're going to get shot at. They're going to be exposed to things. So is the problem how they get treated when they come back and they're not taken care of by the VA, or these lawsuits that have suggested they were put in harm's way by bad leadership? I wonder what comes of those lawsuits. You know, you sign up, you agree to go into the service. I mean, what do you think of putting a uniform on? If somebody gives you a gun, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Is that part of, so should we not allow the suits that come from certain soldiers? I mean, if we're going to pay to have Bradley Manning's sex change, then we ought to be paying for some of this other stuff, I think. You know, I don't know.
I just think the vets versus the NFL is, I think that vets should have everything that they need, and the NFL is a voluntary money-making machine.
Well, it's voluntary to go into the service, too.
But yeah, it's a little bit different, though. You become like an employee of the government, mm-hmm. right?
And I'm playing devil's advocate, by the way.
And I think when you come back, I mean, I'm not sure what the process is, and I'd be interested to know because I know we have vets that listen. Yeah. But when you come back, what's the process for scanning all this mental and physical stuff that could be wrong with you? Because that should be done right away from the jump when people come back and try to get back into normal life.
I think it was on Friday, Richie, we had a conversation about the difference. And then I have somebody on. It represented the VA, and yeah, I know I did. There's somebody from the VA that was on, and we were talking about how different it is. The better service, there still is discrepancy, but there are a lot of great VA hospitals that are doing their job these days, it would seem. 19 after the hour, and good day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
We use
mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Alright, it's now 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. Music Mondays, most popular new tunes. I'm going to turn it over to the ladies who are watching this a lot more closely than we are, Richie. That would be Victoria and Jen Jen. What do we have?
I feel like Richie's up on this stuff. She's got
nah,
kids. Don't let us fool you by our cool demeanors, Victoria. This is all you.
I'm up on new music, but my new music, not your new music.
Yeah, right. And I know who they are. Like, I know who these people are, but you're going to have to help us out. Now, Rich, this is the number one song on iTunes right now is One Dance by Drake, correct?
Yes.
Featuring Wizkid and Kyla. And Drake, wait, did I have to Wizkid on the drive home from Vegas yesterday? Drake's actually got two songs in the top five. The other one, Pop Style, featuring Throne. So Drake is still killing it.
There's a joke there, too.
Sure, right?
And just Drake, for your parents, we can't play Pop Style here because it's got an E next to it.
And Drake was the guy who got into the fight in the nightclub with, was it Chris Brown? No. Who did he get into a knife fight with?
Chris Brown.
Oh, it was Rihanna. Right?
A knife
yeah,
fight?
Rihanna, yeah, because yeah, yeah. Rihanna kept bouncing back and forth between the two of them. Now she's right. With Drake again. Right.
What are they, the Jets from the 60s, you know? Got my switchblade here.
No, is this Megan?
This is the new Megan Trainor.
I love Megan Trainor a lot. My name is no, my sign is no. I would not know this is Megan Trainor. Crazy. Do you sound a little bit by her?
Richie, would you know this as Megan Trainor?
No, I would have picked it up in a heartbeat, Doug. Go ahead. Ahead of you.
Ahead of me.
Right, you're right. They're way.
Well, the girl who did All About That Bass now sounds like this, which is a huge departure, I think, musically. But hey, it's working. She's at number two on the iTunes charts.
Does your boyfriend have the same taste in music as you do, Victoria?
More or less.
Yeah.
I kind of convinced him. I've convinced him to not hate Taylor Swift. And he secretly really loves her now. So, yeah,
really?
It's working. Yeah,
really?
Everybody should love Taylor Swift.
Right. Exactly.
That new album. Yeah, speaking of Taylor Swift, she's got a brand new single called New Romantics. And I believe it's a bonus track from 1989.
Wow. 89 now.
Her album. Her album's called 1989. The year she was born.
Yeah, okay. All right, who's this?
This is Taylor Swift. New Romantics.
See, I think this is cool. I like this. I'm
yeah,
a big
guy,
Victor. I don't pay much attention to music unless it's pop music.
Right.
And This has a flavor of pop all over it.
You know, Taylor, Victoria and I were talking about this off the air. Taylor Swift totally gets it. Everything she does is a monster pop hit, whether it's fast, slow. She knows how to write hits. She doesn't get too artsy. You know, like some people, once they've made it big, they're like, we have to create something for our art, and nobody ever listens to it.
Hashtag Kanye.
Yeah. Exactly. Taylor knows how to make hits.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, she always, she's amazing. Each album sounds different, so I can't even wait to see what she does next. And rounding up the top 10 is a new song by Ariana Grande called Dangerous Woman. She actually performed this at the MTV Movie Awards over the weekend to great reviews.
So, we were talking about Taylor Swift. She just got an award, the first ever Taylor Swift award, her own award. How did that, what's the story with that?
That's the upcoming BMI Awards, which I believe is put on by Billboard. She'll receive the first ever Taylor Swift Award. I'm not sure who's going to get the second annual Taylor Swift Award.
I'm going to create a Jennifer Horn Award. Anybody else want to do it for themselves?
And I nominate Jennifer Horn.
Thank you.
So what is that? Did she engineer this or her people engineer? I don't get what this
is. I'm sure this is Billboard just loving the fact that they can get Taylor Swift in the building to accept an award.
The Taylor Swift, what's it for though?
Just for being, I don't know, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Great.
Taylor Swift. Duh. That's crow.
Yeah.
Oh my God, these award shows.
That's funny.
So many, I know.
I watched a little of the MTV Awards though, and The Rock and your favorite Kevin Hart, Dougie. Yeah. I actually thought they were pretty cute together. I thought they did a good job.
Well, isn't they in a movie? They're in a movie together, aren't they?
Yeah.
To me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we're at 28 past the hour. Thank you, ladies, for Music Monday here on Good Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're going to have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service center of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Yeah. 33 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We're here to take intelligent risks when it comes to conversation. We don't worry about a lot. We are here to tell you what we think. We're here to tell you what's going on. We wrap up all of these stories. For example, the story of Brenda Delgado. How many people, every story needs to have something in it that people don't know. All right? And that includes the people who are on the air with me. I'm the only one who knows everything. The rest of the people on the air with me are subject to not knowing, but we'll discover together the story. Thank you very much, Senator. Brenda Delgado, detained over the weekend by the Mexicanos, because she's on the FBI's most wanted list, the most wanted woman in the world. She's wanted for killing her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend in Texas, being held in Mexico City awaiting extradition. The victim was a dentist. As a result of the extradition, the U.S. and Mexico have, the death penalty will not be allowed. So that's Mexico doesn't. Who would have thought? Mexico, and that's really what I got out of the story. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, you hear about these stories all the time. Girlfriend kills other girlfriend. But I'd forgotten that in Mexico, which has the most murdering thugs pretty much, they're the same as Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda. These drug lords are just as bad.
They kill everybody.
Remember, you'd hear they would take buses and they would just slice people's throats and dump them in a ditch.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. It's horrible there.
So they don't believe in the death penalty in Mexico.
They don't need to.
That's true. They have a much cheaper way to
Gerardo do it. Comes through and takes care of that.
Yeah. Right. So that's what I got out of that. I'd forgotten that they didn't believe in the death penalty.
All the law enforcement is bought and paid for down there, so they probably have it so that they don't pass it. Hey, I need some time to escape.
Yeah. I mean, anti-capital punishment, but in some way it does imply a system of justice, at least. And so that's probably why they don't need a death penalty in Mexico, because there is no system of justice, really.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. The Pope this weekend asked that the priests and those who are leading the congregation talk about the call for the church to welcome single parents, unmarried couples, and gay couples. Now, I wondered, because I've never asked you, Victoria, but I'm, with that Irish name, I'm figuring you may be Catholic. And Jennifer is. Richie's Episcopalian. My father was a Catholic, but he never practiced.
I have to ask a question.
My dad's a Catholic from Ireland, but then converted to, so both my parents are Episcopalian.
Yeah, that's pretty similar. All right, so what did you start to say, Jen?
I didn't know that those groups that you just named were not welcome in the Catholic Church.
Which groups?
Like gays? Single parents.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, I actually know a couple of gay Catholics.
Yeah. Well,
truly.
There's a lot
of
problem.
If you're a single parent, then I guess if you're divorced, you're not supposed to get communion as a Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the one that, well, until you go through an annulment. If you were married, I don't know what the rule is on if you just had a baby out of wedlock and had never been married. But I know if you got married, and you, even if you got a divorce, if you haven't had the marriage annulled through the Catholic Church, you're not supposed to take communion.
Right.
Right.
All right, so what
but
is significance?
I never felt unwelcome. I mean, I was raised in, you know, my parents split up really early on, and my mom always took communion. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it. How do you not feel welcome? 50% of their population is going to be divorced.
Okay, right. I'm trying to figure out whether I need to edit this on the air or even do it.
Oh, I want to hear it. Come on.
There's a new X-rated movie that focuses on Donald Trump.
Okay, stop right there. Move on to the next I heard enough of that.
Make it America great again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Jinx,
trust me, it's huge.
Well, that wasn't really where this was going.
Yeah, right? Next story.
No, okay. The next story, sorry about the order of the story, but the next story is about colorectal cancer. Excuse me. This is nothing to laugh at.
This block is pretty effective so far, Dougie. What else you got in there?
Really? All right. So anyway, to get to the root of this issue, the Western diet. If you look at more and more places around the world, who are introducing the Western ways, like fast food, the problems of health related to one's gut, intestine, and the colon is certainly an area in there. They've never had over in Asia, they've never done what we do in this country now, what, every 5 years, supposed to after the age of 50? Richie, have you had your first one yet?
Oh, yeah.
A colonoscopy?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to get a second one.
Well, those, you don't hear, they never did them before in Asia, because their diet was such that all of their, you know, their gut and the internal organs were not affected by what they ate. But now the Western diet is so bad, these colorectal cancer rates have increased. They're over the top when you look at this, and this is not a wonderful, pleasant thing, but it just kind of shows you or tells you how we've influenced the world. Most of what I think we've brought to the world has been good, but, you know, in this circumstance, I remember, I've told this story before on the air, when I went to cancer, good dog, when I went to China, it was a Freudian slip, when I went to China about, what, 15 years? Has it been that long, Richie? How long ago did I go to China?
Yeah, at least 14, that.
15, it's been that long, yeah. Anyway, one of the things that we were, the fellow who was my guide was really a wonderful man, but we weren't allowed to keep up. I wanted him to come visit us in America. They won't let him out of the country because they're afraid they won't come back. People like that with his family. I wasn't supposed to meet his family. He finally introduced me to his family. But we became very close over the time that we were there. And he used to tease me about things that were going wrong in his country. The problem was Western corruption. Most of it had to do with food, even though there were a lot of ideas. But there was a piece, I can't remember, it was 60 Minutes last night or someplace over the weekend. I saw, no, it was. It was last night on 60 Minutes, the story of the Chinese film industry, which is going gangbusters. The Chinese are making movies. They've created a 7,000-acre studio lot somewhere in China on an old farm, and they're building replicas of all kinds of things in the Chinese current and past history. And they're making movies over there. The Chinese have become bigger in terms of box office, that is the money that they spend going to the movies, than we do here. We were number one for a long time. Now the Chinese are pushing the envelope there. And the Chinese government only will allow 49 movies a year to come to the country. Do you know that? Only 49
movies. And what a weird number, too.
That's about 12.
It's about round up.
It's 10%. This past year, there were 490 new movies that were introduced. I mean, it was 491, maybe, that opened in America. I don't know that that's a significant number, but 49 movies, that's it. And then anything else that gets seen over there is all produced in China. But now, because the Chinese are making so many movies, the people in Hollywood aren't stupid, so they're co-producing movies with these Chinese companies so they can be shown over in China because there's such a big box office there.
Jackie Chan is making millions.
He's one of the richest guys in China. Do you know that? I'm not being facetious.
He's
fabulously wealthy. We're talking, I bet you the guys, last time I saw it was $800-900 million the guy was worth.
Yeah.
Fabulously well.
He pumps out a movie. I mean, he was. I don't know if he still is. Every month.
And it's just like straight to DVD kind of stuff.
Wow. Sort of their consumption.
Right. Yep. So anyway, Victoria, what's the story behind the story with the rates of colorectal cancer?
The story behind the story is exactly what you said. It's the Western diet, and it's a complete lack of fiber. No fiber. I personally blame food science, which is the creepiest thing in the world to me, because everything that we eat that's processed has gone through so many iterations of making it easier and faster to chew.
It's dumbing it down,
And it basically, you take one bite or two bites of anything, even if it's a hamburger from a fast food place, you can swallow it immediately, and there's no fiber.
No work.
In that.
Your stomach and your intestines are not doing any work.
And that's not turning those acids and enzymes that you need.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're just putting sludge through your system.
Well, yeah. But the story here is they looked at health and food and the economic viability of the country. So Western lifestyle, where they had better economies, had much higher cases of colorectal cancer.
Well, because people have more disposable income to buy food at restaurants. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. Let me ask you this, Dougie. I'm curious, and I think you'll know this answer. As foods, because a lot of our food crop now is just, there's no way to get around it. It has been genetically modified, and most of our produce that we consume is not organic. Does any nutritional value get lost when it's GMO?
Yes.
When the food gets modified?
Yeah, they'll tell you that that's not the case, but it is the case. It isn't just the nutritional value, but it's going to what, it's simpler. The stuff grows to be bigger so that it fills you up more, but because it grows bigger, it doesn't have the amount of fiber in it, corn, for example, or beans, or any of these things that are GMO'd, they don't have the same, I'll use another word for fiber, but it's fibrous content. That stuff, when you grow something, GMO products are aimed at doing a number of things, including growing bigger and faster so you can harvest the crop quicker, and sometimes it helps to get two turns in a season. So if you can grow 95-day corn in an area of the country where they have 200 growing days, they get it fast off the ground. They're planting it now. They get it off the ground mid-July, and then they plant another crop so they can get it off in mid-October. And so these things that have been added, or the hybridization, if that's what you want to call it, what Jennifer did was just push one of my buttons about one of my favorite subjects, or one of the things that I guess I do know a lot about it as a farmer. It changes the construct. Not unlike what I say happens when you put your food in a microwave. When you put your food in a microwave, it changes the value of the molecular structure. So
right.
The food's hot, but that isn't, it's no good for you. It doesn't have any benefit. It's broken down through the laser technology, the microwave technology, it breaks down whatever value the food has. So that's really, and I'm going to go back, if I may, for a minute to something we were talking about earlier before you came on, Jennifer, and a lot of people listening probably didn't hear it. So I will visit the story last night of Madam Secretary, and one of the subplots was an Ebola-type problem that developed in an area of Africa. And one of the people that worked for her, for the Madam Secretary, got this horrible disease, and there are only three vials of cure that had ever been developed for it because they didn't get it through the FDA, and they only grow a little bit of the product that grows. Well, what it turned out to be was the line in the television show was it was GMO tobacco that was being produced, that was the savior, that was the main ingredient in this product. And so I said earlier it was the writers and their pejorative, but Meredith reminded me with one of those great lines of hers. She exclaims something and then she puts duh after it. And this makes sense. Think about the advertisers that the networks have. How much money is spent, the basic foods that are sold on network television, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that didn't have GMO in it. And with all of this pushback from locavores and other people that are just, we don't want GMO foods, but yet into the storyline of this television show comes something out of, and I did say, Richie, it was from like left field, who would have thought GMO tobacco. And you know, I didn't even, frankly, until I heard that, it never entered my mind that somebody would have created GMO tobacco. But of course they have.
Right.
And in order to get GMO in a positive light, written into the script was that message, and probably influenced by the fact that a lot of the advertisers to the networks are GMO products. Monsanto's are very heavy. Look at all the ads around now for Roundup. You can't go into a Home Depot and not fall over a display of Roundup. But of course, it doesn't say danger, danger on the Roundup. It says back in the small print, you know, the fact this stuff is even still available is an affront. But if you look at the small print on Roundup and you see how dangerous it is to inhale that stuff, the fact that it still is available to be purchased in a Home Depot or any place else is testimony to the power that these people have at Monsanto. That really is all it is. And then to go back to the colorectal cancer stuff, that's part of what causes the problem as well. Jennifer, you asked me about 4 minutes ago.
I dozed off. No. No, it's just, you know, the reason I asked that question is because part of it is we're getting sicker. And yeah, we do a lot of eating out, but also there's been a big shift with our culture to do organic and to look for healthier products and to do more whole foods and fruits and vegetables. And I was just curious if they're nourishing our bodies the way that they used to or the way that they were.
No.
I guess, well, so originally intended. Yeah.
Or the thing that bugs me about food labels, organic does not mean that it's not GMO.
No, organic has been bastardized. The government got involved and screwed it all up.
Of course.
Jennifer,
the government has ruined all of it.
You just Google food in art history and look at a painting of a watermelon from 500 years ago.
Oh, 100% different.
Or carrots. Or
well, that's
apple.
Why I want to even know if it's possible. I mean, when they tell you stuff today, isn't... Yeah.
It's not anywhere even close to what they originally started out as.
Well, there's also this whole business about ugly food. There was and I think I told this story last week on
Oh, I don't want to buy
Shark Tank.
Bruised tomato.
No, Shark Tank had a company. A guy came in to look for an investor. I think he got $50,000 out of the guy at the end. What's the little short guy's name at the end? We had him on this program, Richie.
Robert Hrvacek?
Hrvacek, yeah. So he gives this guy $50,000. It's a fascinating idea. He's made a business of going around to farmers and picking up ugly food and selling it at a discount to people that can't pay. You know, in some cases, they get involved in various programs that are providing food for those who are homeless or whatever. But ugly tomatoes, ugly potatoes, ugly corn, ugly everything, ugly apples. That's a great business to be in. I wish I'd have thought about it myself, frankly. 50 minutes past the hour, and good day.
I moved to Boston when I was 2. There was 14 of us in a 4-bedroom apartment in the projects in Boston. To be the first, actually, kid to buy a house in my family. I just realized that. I'm the first kid to buy a house. It's a very proud moment.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are a big liar, okay? Because I have a ring right here.
Well, I must ask for that back.
All right, the engagement is off.
In time, you will see that this is the best thing.
In time, you'll drop dead, and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
When the moon hits your eye like a big beats of fire, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's some order.
You have your eyes open for you, my friend.
I have my eyes open.
Oh, yeah? Well, stick around. Don't go on any long trips.
I don't know what you mean.
I know you don't. That's the point. I'll say no more.
You haven't said anything.
And that's what I'm saying.
Danny Aiello was superb in this movie.
He was a great
as
actor.
As was Cher, Olympia Dukakis, and the guy whose name Chucker, I can see the other actor whose voice I recognize, the great Italian character actor that was in hundreds of movies, but I can't place his name.
I'm trying to picture him. I can't picture
him. I want to say Vincent or Victor or something like that, but anyway, this is the movie for which Cher won the Best Actress Award.
Vincent Gardenia.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah, Richie, thank you. Ding, 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 ding.
Mostly known for the Death Wish movie, the original.
Vincent Gardenia, yeah. But I knew it began with a V. I just couldn't remember what his name was. Thank you. That was very good, Richie. So Cher won this for the movie, which was the number one movie this week, 1988. It was just a super
What movie is it?
called Moonstruck. Did I say that? Did I not say Moonstruck? Sorry.
Yeah, you did. She had not only won the Oscar, but she was lived in infamy for that dress she wore to the Oscars.
Yeah. I think I remember that. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to go through the movies that did well. The Boss was number one. I'll take... What do we call that? Spoiler alert. We ought to talk about the MTV Movie Awards as well, Richie and Chucker. And I get so many people here now, I got to remember what it is. Victoria.
You get a list.
Exactly. All right, so we'll go through that list and also Chucker's list of the big box office successes for the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, what do we do first here, Chucker? MTV Movie Awards or the box office totals?
Talk about MTV Awards. I only seen bits and pieces. I mean, it's like I was saying off air. They're very, you know, if you like that sort of thing, very entertaining, well-produced, a lot of fun.
But they also...
Everybody shows up.
They acknowledge what is popular, like Star Wars won for Movie of the Year. Hello? It was the most successful movie of the year. Best female performance was Charlize Theron in Mad Max. Leonardo DiCaprio won for The Revenant, no surprise there. Daisy Ridley won for Star Wars as the breakthrough performer. Why not?
Why not? And, you know, piggybacking off Charlize Theron being a big fan favorite for Mad Max, Universal signed her to play the villain in Fast and the Furious 8, which is a good, very good district.
Daisy Ridley?
Yeah. No, Charlize Theron.
Really? Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah. All right, what happened to the box office, Chucker, over the weekend?
The new comedy, The Boss, starring Melissa McCarthy, opened to some really bad reviews, just, I think, 18% positive, but still performed pretty well. Number one, $23.5 million. Batman vs. Superman placed second, $23.4 million. Sort of solidified itself, dropping off 54%. Weekend two was 69%. Film's done $296 million in 3 weeks, $740 million worldwide. So, you know, people saying that the film is a box office disaster. Really not true.
Hardly.
It'll do a billion. Number three is Zootopia, $14 million, $296 in 6 weeks. That's a big hit. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, $6.4 to place fourth, $47 million in 3 weeks. Very respectable. And Hardcore Henry bombed number five to $5
million. What about Demolition? Did that not get wide release?
It didn't do well. It came in, it did like $1.8 million on it.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.